Shalom, my dear friends. We are continuing together with our study of the parables that are found in the Gospel of Matthew. And we have arrived in this session to Matthew chapter 22 and verses 1 to 14. And the name of this parable is the parable of the marriage feast. In the Hebrew language, it is called Mashal Seudat HaNisuin. It is very important parable because in this parable, we receive additional information from our Lord Jesus the Messiah concerning the result of the rejection of him as the Messiah by the spiritual leaders of Israel, and also a result of the rejection of the Lord Jesus by those today who refuse to come to him and receive a blessing from him and have a relationship with Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. In this parable, we might say, learned the fact that it's not only the rejection of God the Father, which Israel, our people, did not accept his testimony concerning Yeshua the Messiah. And also it is not only that God the Son, who came as a man, was not accepted at his first coming. But in this third parable, called the parable of the marriage feast, there was a third rejection, but this time is a rejection of the testimony of God, the Holy Spirit. This is Ruach HaKodesh. It is interesting. We must remind ourselves, if we are going to understand this parable, that this parable is connected with events that have already happened in chapter 21. But let me read you the parable first. Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14. In this session, we're going to take and deal with the first 7 verses. And in the next session, we will deal with the next 7 verses, and we will have them all together. In verses 1 to 7, we read, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again in parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But," listen to this, verse 5, "they made light of it, and went their way, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city." Now I'm going to stop here with verse 7 so I can deal with these first 7 verses. And in our next session, we're going to deal with the remaining portion of Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. You see, there is a link, my dear friend, between the previous parables found in Matthew chapter 21, the parable of the two sons, and the parable of the tenant farmers. In the previous two parables, our Lord Yeshua the Messiah spoke to the spiritual leaders of Israel, who said to him in chapter 21 of Matthew, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? They were speaking about authority that the Lord Jesus the Messiah had. You see, he is the Mashiach. He is the Redeemer. He is God the Son. He came to this world to redeem Israel and to redeem all mankind. And so as the Redeemer, as the Savior, as God the Son who became a man, he is now approaching the city of Jerusalem in chapter 21. He is riding on a donkey because he is coming to die first. And everyone, the multitude who saw him said, "Behold, thy king cometh, daughter of Zion," Bat Sion in Hebrew. "He coming unto thee, he is meek, and he is sitting upon an ass, and a colt the fall of an ass." See, he was riding on a colt. In humility, the Messiah came. And he entered into the temple, and everyone could recognize him, and they said, "Hosanna to the son of David, Ben David, the son of David." They recognize him as the descendant of King David, the son of David, Ben David, as the psalmist of Israel. Psalm 118, where prophetically the Messiah would come, who will be recognized as the son of David. "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And as he went into the temple, he cleansed the temple. He overthrew the tables. He overthrew the seats of them that sold the doves. And if you remember, he healed in the temple. And when the spiritual leaders of Israel saw it, they asked him, "By what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Where did you get this authority? You're not a rabbi in a sense as we are. We have gone through a rabbinical school. We have, you might say, our diplomas. Why? Who gave you this authority?" But to remind you, my dear friend, that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is God the Son. He is the one who gave the Torah to our people of all, the people of Israel. He is the one who gave us the scripture. And in love for Israel and love for the whole world, he entered humanity and he offered himself as the Mashiach. But he also knew that Israel will not accept him at his first coming. And so immediately after this, he told in the temple in Jerusalem three parables, three meshalim, three parabolas, three comparisons to show the difference between those that accept him and those who reject him. The religious one who didn't accept him and the ordinary Israeli who did accept him. And so he first gave the parable of the father that has two sons. The one said, "I will go to work for you in a vineyard," and he didn't. The other said, no, but he did. Comparing the religious leaders and the ordinary sinner, that the sinner eventually repented and turned to him, but the religious one rejected him. Then he gave the second parable, the parable of the tenant farmers, that God have entrusted to the nation of Israel the vineyard, and he gave to the spiritual leaders the responsibility. And Israel, the spiritual leaders of Israel, many times throughout Israel's history, did not lead the nation in the right way. And therefore, they who were tenant of the vineyard, and the vineyard of the Lord is the household of Israel, they were responsible. And when the Son came, when the Messiah came, you remember what we read in chapter 21, where the owner of this vineyard say that "I have one son." They will reverence him. He said, "They will reverence my son." But what did they do? The husbandmen, the farmers, the spiritual leaders said, they saw the son and said, "This is the heir, let us kill him and let us seize his inheritance." And so not only that they rejected the testimony of God the Father, and they were the disobedient son, now they also, by the second parable, he showed them that they rejected the testimony of God the Son, the Mashiach, the Messiah himself, who came and offered himself as the Mashiach. But now, beloved friend, in this third parable, the parable of the marriage feast, we learn the rejection of the third person of the Godhead, the rejection of the testimony of God, the Holy Spirit, Elohim HaRuach. And therefore, you can see the triune Godhead here. Only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. But this one God is existing and consisting in three persons. And Yeshua, in this parable, represent before us all these three persons of the Godhead. The one God of our people of Israel presented here in these three persons, Ha'aba, Ha'ben, Ha'ruach, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. And here, my dear friend, we can learn the testimony of the Spirit of God, seen through the servants were sent for to this world to offer an invitation to the marriage. They were rejected. And so we read in verse 1, that Yeshua, Jesus, continued. He answered and he spake unto them again by parables, and he said, the kingdom of heaven, Malchut HaShamayim, is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And what does he do in verse 3? He sent for servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Notice, he called them that were bidden. God have invited. He's an inviter. He's inviting all. You remember in Matthew 11, verse 28, Yeshua himself already in the Galilee invited all from among the nation of Israel, and he's inviting all of us today. After 2,000 years of church history, he's still inviting. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's inviting sinners to come to receive rest, and he does so through the Spirit of God, using the Word of God and his servants in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, preaching the message of invitation to the world. And in the context here in chapter 22 to the nation of Israel. And so they said they would not come. They would not come. Did you come to the Lord? Did you come to Yeshua? Did you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior? Have you come to the prepared wedding marriage that is prepared for the Son of the King? The Son of the Father? And so notice. In verse 4, what does this Father, what does this King do? He again sent forth other servants, saying, tell them that are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fatlings are killed. And all things are ready, come unto the marriage. You know, God, as Yeshua is explaining here through the parable, God loves us so much, and he desires to invite everyone to come and to enjoy that marriage relationship with the Messiah, with Christ. And in a sense, my dear friend, the Lord, who knows the future, looking from this point of time before he died, knowing that he is going to die, he will not be accepted by the nation of Israel at his first coming, and that he will build that which is known to be the church, the assembly, as we read this in Ephesians chapter 5. Husband, love your wife, even as the Messiah, Christ, loved the church, the ecclesia, the called out one, and gave himself for it. It says here in the same Ephesians chapter 5, it says here, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall join unto his own wife, and they too shall be one flesh. And then he says, this is a great mystery. Even in the relationship of the husband and wife, it's a mystery that present before us concerning Christ, the Mashiach, and the assembly, the church, the ecclesia, the kehilah. Even in a marriage union, we have a symbolism of the marriage between the Messiah, Christ, and the church, the assembly whom God is building today. Now again, Israel is a nation called the wife of the Lord, the wife of Jehovah, and the church, the assembly, called the bride of Christ. Israel as a nation was already the wife of Jehovah, but here Israel was in a state of disobedience, which was already foretold by the prophet Isaiah, that at the first coming of the Messiah, Israel will not acknowledge, will not accept him as a nation, did not recognize him as the Messiah. And you can see here, he's inviting Israel to return. But the spiritual leaders did not acknowledge him. And that's why he's telling these parables, 1, 2, 3, to show us that at the first coming of the Mashiach, Israel did not accept the testimony of God the Father. They did not accept the testimony of God the Son, the Mashiach, who came, and he was rejected, not accepted. And in this chapter 22, Israel did not accept the testimony of God, the Holy Spirit, as seen here by the servants that went out, were sent by the king, representing God the Father, who prepared a marriage for the king's son, representing God the Son, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. And now the Spirit of God through the servants are sent all over the nations of the world to invite all to come. Will they come? Well, listen. They did not come in verse 3. He sent additional servant and he says, the marriage feast is ready, come. But notice how said in verse 5, but they made light of it. The invitation that the Spirit of God appealed to one, come, they made light of it. And they went everyone his own way. One went back to his farm, the other one back to his merchandise to buy and sell, and neglected to come to the marriage that the king, representing God the Father, made for his son, representing God the Son, the Mashiach Yeshua. And the servant's invitation was made light. Did you make light of the invitation of the Lord today? When you hear the message of the gospel today after 2,000 years of church history, have you come to Yeshua the Messiah? Have you acknowledged him as your Lord and Savior? Have you repented of your sins and realized that, God, I need forgiveness of sins. I want to come into that marriage celebration, this marriage feast. I want to be part of it. Well, look what we read. It's gotten even worse because in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 22, the remnant took the servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. In other words, the remaining ones who did not go back to their farms and their business and so on, instead of taking seriously the invitation, what did they do? They took those servants that invited them and they treated them spitefully, and they slew them. My dear friend, this is fascinating to see and to learn, because the rejection of the testimony of the Holy Spirit of God is a sad effect. And today, even today, how many people are still rejecting the testimony of the person of the Holy Spirit of God, who is inviting them to come unto that marriage. You know, it reminds me of the verse that is found in the book of Acts and in chapter 7, where Stephen said to the Sanhedrin, when he presented before them the Mashiach, the Messiah, Stephen, one of the early Hebrew believers in Yeshua the Messiah, he said to the spiritual leaders of Israel, says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do ye. This is Acts chapter 7 and verse 51. And you see, beloved friend, the Spirit of God is testifying concerning the coming of the Messiah, that he is the one that will that have died and provide redemption for us. And here Yeshua is telling this a parable to the spiritual leaders of Israel. Will they come? Well, they didn't come. And sadly, many today, we even hear this message today around the world, still don't come. It's a free gift that God is offering. Come to this marriage feast. Well, they didn't come. And then what did they do? They rejected the testimony of the Spirit of God, and they entreated spitefully the servants, and they slew them. And notice what we read in verse 7. When the king heard thereof, he was wrath. He was angry, righteous indignation. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Now remember, my dear friend, when Yeshua the Messiah was telling this parable, mashal, he's of course directly speaking to the people of Israel, to our own nation, and to the spiritual leaders of Israel. And here we see a prediction by the Messiah himself that there will be a judgment that coming, and that ultimately he will send his own armies and they will burn up their city. And you know what happened? At about the year 70 AD, the Romans were allowed by God to come and to destroy the city of Jerusalem and to burn the temple in the city of Jerusalem. And since 70 AD until today, our own nation of Israel are waiting for the restoration of God, for our own people to establish the promised messianic kingdom. And it will only happen when Israel as a nation going to say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, as we read in Matthew chapter 21 in verse 9, where they say, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai. And beloved friend, this parable of the marriage feast, verses 1 to 7, shows us how there was a rejection of the Messiahship of Yeshua at his first coming. And as we're going to continue in a second portion of this study, of this parable, we're going to see what the king have done after his invitation was rejected. And we will learn how he's inviting all to come to this marriage in every people and tongues and nation. And wherever you are invited to come to accept the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, and to receive forgiveness of sin and to be part of this marriage feast. Well, until the next part of this parable, I will say to you, Shalom, Shalom.